Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me this wonderful, beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And for that, we're totally grateful. Again, thank you and welcome to On Fire to Inspire. For those who are listening online through the online radio show, I am broadcasting live on Fire to Inspire through Facebook Live as well. So you'll hear me welcoming people and kind of talking. No, I'm not talking to myself, but I will be talking to the people as they are joining us on Facebook Live. I was just going to do the online radio show. The Holy Spirit said differently. So, y'all know me. I do what my Father says to do. But tonight's sponsors, we want to thank you so much for joining us. We have Bridgewell Realty, Inc. Bridget Howell is the owner of Bridgewell Realty, Inc., located in Conyers, Georgia. Contact her at 404-941-0435 for all of your real estate needs. To get a special price to sell your house, mention On Fire to Inspire. Again, call 404-941-0435. Thank you to Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design in Angeles, Washington takes care of all of your customized needs, anything from mugs, pens, T-shirts, you name it, she can do it. Even if you have a client that you want to send, like, they taste like homemade chocolate chip cookies, you can get the company's name on it and a logo, and it's from you to them. That will really woo your client or a potential client. So, again, that's Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. You got graduations coming up, so, guys, she can take care of some of those things for you, getting some things customized. That number is 470-588-2701. Infographics can take care of all your graphic needs. As you see, all the flyers and anything that I have graphically taken care of, that's Infographics. That's APHOGRAFX. They take care of your banners, invitations, newsletters, business cards, letterheads, photography, flyers, logos, websites, and so much more. So, thank you so much. Contact them at 706-489-6416 or Infographics. That's APHOGRAFX@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Mr. Aaron Richmond Sr. And then finally, we have Apostle Andrea Zoe Leggett with her book. Actually, it is a life-changing manual entitled The Original Version. And you can go out to on any of your online outlets and get it, or email azoelifeministries@gmail.com, and you can order a physical copy. I'm telling y'all, it's not just a book. It's a life-changing movement that you wanted to partake of. You haven't really lived your life or had an awakening until you actually read this manual and get your highlighters and everything else. So take a look and get that manual on any of your online outlets. Finally, let me see here. That's all of our people, because we got some new people coming up. Oh, Inspired Jewels for You, InspiredJewelsForYou.com. InspiredJewelsForYou.com is your all your $5 paparazzi things. You see my $5 earrings, the bracelet, and the ring. They're all the $5, and that is Inspired Jewels, the number that are used. So, ladies, gentlemen, we have more stuff out there for the ladies. But, gentlemen, we have a few pieces out there for you guys, too. So, Inspired Jewels for You. I almost forgot. Vitiology is our other one. I knew it was one. Vitiology can take care of all of your infomercial and commercial needs. And you guys probably saw I think it was like a 12, 13-second video that they did of my flyer, and they made it into a video. And that is Vitiology. That's Vaudiology. And all of the sponsors have Facebook presence, so you can look them up and tell all of them that you heard it here on Fire to Inspire. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. I am Aaliyah Butler, for those of you who are joining us on Facebook Live. I have our radio audience listening as well. So tonight we're going to talk about what is it really about. So I have a play that I'm in. Well, it's not my play. I'm happy to be a part of the cast. But we have a play coming up this weekend. We're doing three shows at the Porter Sanford Performing Arts Center. If any of you are interested, contact me and let me know. Tickets are $25. But we have two shows Saturday, 5 and 7 o'clock, one show Sunday at 4. So the title of that play is It's All About Me. And so many people are living their lives on, it's all about me. It's about me. It's about me. But what is it truly about? What is it really about? And that's what we're going to delve into tonight. And I want you guys to chime in, whether you're on the Facebook Live, or if you want to join in on the actual conversation on the radio with us, dial in at 929-477-2178. Well, we're going to talk about what is it really about. So as I was hearing the Holy Spirit give me that topic, I was like, okay, where are we going with this? So I'm going to give you guys what I have, and then we're going to open it up, and let's just, again, what is it really about? So, again, the play that I'm in is called It's All About Me. And the lead character, and she thinks the world, the earth, everything evolves around her. And you have a lot of people that live like that. So my question to you is, what is it really about? Who is it really about? Are you running this rat race of living the status quo, trying to live like others and completely burn out trying to be like others or trying to keep up? Are you just going through the monotony of life or just saying, you know what, this is all I know how to do, so this is all I'm going to do. I can't do anything else. That ain't the answer. And I've heard the hearts of so many people over the last couple of days. And as I heard the hearts of the people, I said, okay, I hear you, Lord. We're going to address this question. So here, what is it really about? So first and foremost, for me, now this is from Aaliyah Butler, not your counselor, not your psychiatrist, anybody else. So this is from me, okay? So first and foremost, for me, it's all about my Heavenly Father. It's about what He's called me to be. So without Him, I wouldn't even be talking to you guys right now here on Facebook Live or on my online radio show. Wouldn't be talking to you guys at all. So for me, first and foremost, my relationship with Him. If it wasn't Him, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. I'd still be chasing a dollar. Number two, that one is, who are you? Who are you truly? Who are you really? Who are you? And if you don't know who He is, 9 times out of 10, as my uncle would say, you don't know who you are. What is your purpose in this earth? Many of us have many gifts, but why are you here? Now, you heard me ask you that. Why are you here? Start spending more intimate time with the Father, that one-on-one time with Him, just like you're spending the time with the husband, the wife, the boyfriend or the girlfriend, whatever you're in, whatever capacity you're in. You tend to spend time with others, but many times we're so busy that we neglect Him. So in order to have that relationship with Him and get to really know Him, you got to spend time with Him. So that's second, okay? First, know who He is. Number two, get to spend time with Him and have an intimate relationship with Him. Because, you know, we go by what grandma and them said and what cousins said, auntie and them said, but what does He say to you? What does He say to your heart? Are you too busy to hear Him? Are you being still enough to listen? Because I know for me personally, when I was in the corporate world, I didn't hear anything because I was running from being the IT supervisor to doing the volunteerism to doing things at church. Mom, everything. So I did everything, but I had no time for Him. And finally, there was an awakening. But I'm not going to get ahead of myself. So thirdly, what solution are you bringing? What solution are you bringing? Now, the solution, your purpose will be a solution to someone else's problem, or it will solve something for someone. For example, a caterer will solve the problem of having to know how to cook everything, cook for large groups of people. That caterer takes care of that for you, or that baker takes care of the things where you don't have to be a
great at baking, you go to the bakery or a baker. All right, same thing for chefs. Now, also, we know teachers teach, engineers create and design. We know doctors, we know what their jobs are. But what solution are you bringing with your life? Whose problem are you being an answer to? Who are you solving a problem for? What are you doing? And how are you being an impact to someone? So these are the same some of the things that I want you to think about as we're moving forward. So I want to hear some feedback. Now, my next question to you is current life pursuing that life of purpose, or are you chasing that dollar? Well, I'm going to tell you, that's what I did in the beginning. I thought I loved IT and computers, and I worked in it about 16 years, but I got burnt out. Because as one of my guests said one time, he said, are you doing what you learned to do, or are you doing what you were born to do? And see, if you're doing what you were born to do, it's not easily burnt out because you were born to do it. You love it. For me, I was doing what I learned to do, and I enjoyed it for a moment. I made good money. After time passes by, it just kind of, it doesn't become, it's no longer that thing that keeps you driven. You no longer want to get up in the morning saying, you know, you get up in the morning saying, oh, I got to go to this job. But, oh, you know, you get to work at 8 o'clock and say, is it 5 o'clock yet? Nah, that's not living. That's wishing life away. That good money for X amount of years, or something happens like a life experience, life situation, or whatever, you have this epiphany or the light bulb kind of goes off. And for many of us, for me personally, I think I hit 35 and it was like, okay, this ain't what I want to do anymore. But I have lots of people, especially women, that reach out to me and they're in that place. So for women, we tend to hit 30, 35, 40 when I've had most people reach out to me. You know, Leah, you're always being empowering in this and kind of getting some direction. And I can, you know, direct people to life coaches, whatever. For men, I've had, for the most part, men have that shift, sometimes same age groups, but for the most part, there's this kind of a little different. So sometimes life situations drive them to theirs as well. For me, I had a wake-up call with a scare with cancer at 33. And when I heard the Holy Spirit say, go get checked out, when they found something, it was like the blinders just straight fell off. Yeah, I'm just going to be honest. It's not about a dollar when you see your health. You're like, and I didn't know who I was in the Lord to be able to say something different at that time. But at 33, I was like, that's not my life. Something's wrong. But thank God it was there were two polyps. One was premalignant and one was benign. But I thank God that I heard his voice, even though I didn't have that close relationship, I heard his voice saying, get checked. And I went and got checked, and I give him praise now, you know, because the conversation that I have with others now is what he's done despite what, you know, where I was, and not saying I was in a bad place, but I wasn't in a place of being able to say, you know what, I'm so mature, you know, in my growth. Because, you know, many times we get older, but do we get old? Do we actually grow? Do you grow up in spiritually? Because so many people, you're older, but spiritually, have you grown? And I can say that because that was me. Oh, I went to church every day. I grew up in the church, and I love the Lord, don't get me wrong. But that word had not become real in my heart, and my love for him was just in a whole nother realm from there. But my question to you is, the life that you're currently living, are you pursuing that dollar? Are you pursuing that life of purpose? What are you doing? Okay. My thing for you at any age, any group, and I don't care if you're 50, I don't care if you're 60. I had a lady that was a guest on my show. She told me that she was retiring from the post office after 35 years of service. And she said, I'm 52 years old.
And she said, I'm now beginning to live the life that I desire. And I want you to live the life that you desire, the life of purpose, not based on you running after a dollar, not based on you living the life that grandmama, mama, cousin, auntie wanted you to live, but the life that you were designed and preordained to live before you even born. What is that? What does that look like? Do you know what that looks like? Because many times we don't. I know when getting our layoff about 9 years ago, I was asking people that were older than me, I was like, so what do you want to be when you grow up? And God, I tell y'all, there were so many people, they couldn't answer that question for me. They were like, I don't know. And you're talking about people who had been with the bank. Now, they worked in different capacities of the bank. I was at IT. But I asked the people, and they was like, I don't know. And I said, God, I don't want that to be my story. I don't want to be 40 years old, 50 years old, saying, I don't know the life I want. There's nothing wrong with starting somewhere. But the thing of it all is to get started living out a life of purpose. And it's time to do that thing. So I'm excited about all the testimonies that I've been hearing. I'm excited about all the things that people have been sharing as they're moving forth and living out their dreams. And guess what? You don't look at things, and when things don't actually turn out the way you thought they were going to turn out, don't look at it as a failure. Look at it as a learning opportunity. Because when your perspective changes, then your outcome changes. Why? Because you see it differently. And as a learning opportunity, say, oh, okay, that time it didn't work. And so I'm going to try it a different way. I'm going to do some research, and I'm going to see how can I do to improve upon this. I pray about it and be like, okay, Lord, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But what is it that you're calling me to do? Because for some people, the Lord said, go back and do it again. Maybe you were premature in those things that you were doing. You know, maybe you hadn't thought it through. Well, now you've gotten a little more mature. You've grown in some areas. Now go back and try it again. Go back and do the things that he had on the inside of your heart that was just like a burning passion, a burning desire. What is it? What is it that you were called to do? What is it really about? So for you, is it about the dollar? Or is it about living that life? Now, one thing about that life of purpose and that life of being happy, it would be finding true prosperity. And when I say true prosperity, I'm not talking about just a dollar bill. I'm talking about prosperous in your health, prosperous in your joy. Because if you are following a dollar just to have a job or to have a title, when you get burnt out a bit and you don't want to do it anymore, you're stressed out trying to keep up, your health can fail you. Other things, when you're not living life that you were designed to live, there are so many people that was, well, you know, I was working this job, but my blood pressure was up, and no, that's not how God ordained us to live. Our life was created for us to live a life to glorify him. I glorify him in everything I do, I say. I know God opened up an opportunity, and God, you just have to be ready to move when he say move. The Lord opened up an opportunity for me to go speak with a family. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm going here to notarize some papers. I'm a notary as well. And notarize some papers for their family. And the Lord said, no, you're here to pray over the husband and declare healing. And I'm like, whoo, Jesus. So there are things that he's going to call you to do in this hour that you got to be so ready to move out of your place of comfort. When I say move out of your place of comfort, I mean just that. You hear him, be ready to be obedient. Because if you say, okay, God, it's all about you. I'm living this life to do what you say do. It's time to move when he say move. If he tell you, okay, go to the grocery store right now, and you're like, but I don't need anything. If he told you to go to the grocery store, go to the grocery store right now, because there's a purpose and a plan. And once you get there out of obedience, you'll figure out why you're there. And once I got to that place to do the paper, to notarize their paperwork, I found out why exactly why I was there, to pray for the husband, but also for the wife and the sister. So when I tell you God gets the glory out of your story, do what he's calling you to do. What is it really about? That's the question of the evening. So if you want to participate in the conversation, I want you to dial in at 929-477-2178.
Again, that's 929-477-2178. I'm looking forward to hearing your calls, because guess what? It's time for us to let our gifts make room for us and live those purposeful lives that he's called us to live, to be a light for the kingdom of God and do what he's called us to do in every capacity of our life. I'm telling you, even I have friends of mine that are teachers. It's like, ooh, girl, you just don't know what you do for me. And I give God praise, because it's not me. It's him in me. 929-477-2178 if you have a question or comment. Come on, and we'll talk about it live. A lot of times people will act a little shy. Then I'll get off the line. They're like, please, you know, I meant to tell you. Or I'll get chats after the fact. So don't be shy. Dial in at 929-477-2178. But this topic was so heavy on my heart. And I heard the topic over the last couple of days, and I was like, okay, the title of the show, the play, is all about me. But the Lord said, but what is it really about? I'm like, okay. So when he did that spin, I was like, I hear you, Lord. I will obey. So 929-477-2178. Again, thank you to our sponsors, April Graphics, Unique Expression by Design, Bridgewell Realty, and Vodiology. Also, there's an event coming up on May 18th. Let me double check that, because I'll actually be one of the volunteers at this event. So I want to tell you guys about it. We're looking for more volunteers. It's called the Birthday Bash, sponsored by the Jasmine House Foundation. It said, join us as we celebrate the birthdays of 25 local foster children with a bash. The children and their families are invited to attend as special guests at this event filled with games, fun, and food. If you're interested in volunteering or donating, please contact us at jasminehousefoundation.org, or you can send cash to Jasmine House Found, you know, the dollar sign, Jasmine House, and then Found, F-O-U-N-D, first part of foundation. But if you want to have more questions for the Jasmine House Foundation, call 678-964-4511. That's 678-964-4511. That event, we're looking for more sponsors, more people to donate, as well as volunteers for the Jasmine House Foundation. We'll be sowing into the lives of 25 children who are in foster care for their birthdays. So having a big birthday bash, helping them have memories and not just, you know, maybe the memories that they've had in the past, trying to replace what they had in the past with long-lasting, loving memories, people who truly love, and them to truly feel that love. So everybody seems to be a little camera shy today for some reason, and radio shy. So I guess I'll tell y'all one more thing, and then we'll wrap it up for tonight. So don't forget, the play is this coming weekend, and our end is All About Me, that gospel stage play. Written by Teresa Smith, and the shows are Saturday at 3 p.m., 7 p.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., and the Fort Stafford Performance Building is 3181 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia, 3003 Rainbow Drive, Decatur, Georgia. Saturday shows are 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets are $25, and if you're interested in getting tickets, if you know you're wanting to get your tickets before tomorrow, because all of the cast has to turn their tickets in by tomorrow, I think. And so if you're interested in getting tickets from me, reach out to me. I can get your tickets to you, or have them at will call. And that's it about the play. That's three shows this coming Saturday. I'm excited about it. I play a character named Diane. I am the best friend of the star of the show. And since she's on a whole nother level, we're not on the same level anymore. So I'm not going to tell you much more about it. You got to come see it. But I'm so excited about being in the play again this year. Last year we did two shows, and this year we're doing three. Again, it's time to live that life that you were created, that purposeful life that you were created to live. Live out your life. Live out those dreams. You have so many. Great evening to you as you're joining. You have so many gifts, talents, and abilities. And it's time for you to shine and let that light be so radiant and so evident that it just permeates and shuts down, permeates the atmosphere and shuts down anything that is not light. Guys, I tell you, everybody seems to be shy tonight, so we're going to wrap it on up. But thank you again for joining me on Friday Inspire. Thank you for Tex, Vitiology, Bridgewell Realty, Inc., Unique Expression by Design, and Inspired Jewels, the number 4 and the letter U. The show will be available for the recording will be available on the radio show within 5 minutes of us shutting it down. Then, of course, the Facebook Live will still be available. But if you guys have any questions, you can email on FridayInspireEmail@gmail.com. And look soon. I'm going to go ahead and bring out that book real soon. I'm in prayer on the date of the release, but we're going to finally bring out the 21-day Mind Detox. It's definitely a devotional. So we're going to be releasing that. I'm in prayer on the date to release it. But it's time. It is time. It's going to be an ebook, and it is going to be so cheap. Y'all going to be like, Aaliyah, are you crazy? But I got to be obedient. That's what the Lord said do, because I didn't plan on writing it. So look for that. And also, if you come into play, I'll see you guys this weekend. Love you guys. And I will talk to you again, same time, same place. Please, God bless you.